It's like being under the French fry lights. Hey, everybody, I'm John. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, John.
My sobriety date is 8/16 of 24, so I'm fresh. And I'm going to talk about home group. So I'll start by saying one of the people I met the first night I went to home group, his name is Mark. He's here, and I haven't seen him in a while. And, like, I was really happy when I saw him. He walked up, and I'm like, I haven't seen him in a while. And I really have a connection with him. And that all went away when he said, hey, want to go up and talk for 10 minutes about home group? So for me, I avoided AA. I knew I was an alcoholic. I'd been an alcoholic for a long time. But there was just something about going to AA that I didn't want any part of. I tried addiction counselors. I tried, you know, I'll just have one. I won't drink on Tuesdays. I'll only have beer. Like all the things that everybody has gone through. And so my addiction counselor said, hey, I heard about this new Tampa men's group up by my house, and maybe you should just go check it out. And so thought of every reason not to go check it out, right? It's at a church. And so I said, how do I know where to go? You know, is there a sign? And she's like, just follow all the people who look like they should be going to a church. And that's probably the group that you go to. And so I went in, and I was just surprised, right? There was a room full. For me, the camaraderie of being in a room full of other men who were going through the same things that I had gone through or were going through, you know, blackouts and, you know, waking up. I would send myself text messages when I was drinking, and so I could read them the next morning to think of all the mean shit I had said to my wife the night before because I would forget. But there was a room full of people who had done all that same thing, and the meeting went well. You know, I could relate to the speakers, and I felt good, and I felt uplifted. And after the meeting, I was just like accosted by all of these guys who would not let me leave without, call me, here's my number, do all this. And I got my white chip, and I went home and, of course, got drunk, right? Because I was just dipping my toe in the AA water. And so I went home, got drunk the rest of that week. And then I called, there was a guy who wrote his name, and he put a little asterisk next to it and said, please call me. And so I called him and said, you know, I can't keep doing this. And so he said, well, come tomorrow, you know, find a sponsor. And so I went back that Monday. And again, you know, everybody kind of puts their arm around you, and you feel part of a community. You know, like what I told my wife, when I told my sponsor, is I think AA tries to make you a better person, and as a byproduct of that, you don't drink, right? And so they really made me feel welcome. And so I had 3 weeks sober, and we went on vacation. And while we were on vacation, my wife and daughter went to a concert, and so I was left to my own faculties in our hotel room. And so I got drunk, and I came back, and that next meeting, I was supposed to pick up my 30-day chip. And I wasn't going to tell anybody, and I was just going to take the chip. And, of course, the meeting's on honesty. And so, you know, that the guilt is there. And I felt like everybody in that room knew I had drank. Like, they were there. And of course, we were in another country, so nobody was there, I don't think. But anyway, the camaraderie that I felt with the other guys in that room, and I just couldn't lie to them, right? So I didn't go up and get the chip. I owned it with my sponsor afterwards. And it's just been, so far, you know, it's been challenging. It's been hard. You all know that. But when I left that first meeting and I called my wife and I said, I feel like the people in that room in this organization will get me sober if I just let them. Like if I get out of my own way and just let them do that. And I don't think that I would have gotten that anywhere else. It was the right group for me at the right time in my life, and it's still a struggle every day. But had I not found that group and found the people in that room, I wouldn't be here. And so that's my experience with home group. I know that there's some new people here. If you don't have a home group, I really pray and hope that you find one, because that's been the best part of my journey so far. So I think that's all I got.